Hello, sunshine. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Let's get our minds right this Motivation Monday. New weeks bring new opportunities, but we only have 7 Mondays left this year, can you believe? So let's make the most of them. We've got the best 10 minutes in news for you, and we start with the latest news regarding space. We're getting a rare look inside of one of China's space centers. For 2 decades, just the United States and the Soviet Union were in competition to see who could be the first to conquer space. The whole world watched as the Apollo 11 landed and human beings walked on the moon for the first time. But now, more than 50 years later, a new competition for space exploration has emerged with more countries involved as well, including China and India. China is now in a race with the U.S. to set a permanent outpost and research station on the moon. The Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in the Gobi Desert is one of the places that China is pursuing its future in space, and CNN's Mark Stewart takes us there to get an inside look and check out the launch of a Chinese spacecraft.
China has big ambitions in space. It operates a space station, has sent rovers to the far side of the moon and Mars, and is now aiming to put humans on the lunar surface. Those voyages begin in the middle of the Gobi Desert in northern China. After 2 flights and about 4 hours on the bus, we arrive at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center.
Access to the space center here is rare. And it is sprawling. There are so many buildings, so many streets. It's very reminiscent of a small city or town.
We're here to witness the launch of the Shenzhou 17 spacecraft. From behind glass, we met its crew of 3 that are headed to China's space station. Since 2011, the U.S. government has effectively banned NASA from working with China in space, contributing to a 21st century space race with 2 superpowers, both aiming for the moon and beyond. Through its Artemis program, NASA is aiming to set up a permanent lunar outpost later this decade, and China is aiming to set up a lunar research station on a similar time frame.
Are there any benefits from this competitive environment?
I think a competitive environment can help us all improve. Exploring space is the common goal for all mankind. So I think if we can work together, it will improve space exploration.
Chinese officials stress they've never sought dominance in space. Yet once the International Space Station is retired by 2031, China's Tiangong Space Station may take on new prominence.
If China, for a period of time, is the only nation with a space station, how does China benefit?
If they're the only game in town, that's the only way that these countries can participate in human spaceflight.
Russia, as well as some commercial space companies, have space station proposals in the works, but success for any of them is far from guaranteed. China's space program is a huge source of national pride. We talked to China's first astronaut.
Looking at this launch as a veteran, the first thing I see is how far China's manned spaceflight has come. Over the past 20 years, it has developed rapidly and made great achievements. In them, I see the strength of our reserve force and the hope for the future development of China's aerospace industry.
We are just minutes away from liftoff. You can see the rocket back there. This is part of this bigger mission to maintain and expand China's space station.
With each mission, China can learn more and continue to challenge what has been a long stretch of U.S. dominance in space.
This winter, parts of the United States will be seeing lots of snow stack up thanks to a strong El Nino, the weather pattern in tropical Pacific that typically brings wetter and cooler weather. Scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, have created maps to help people prepare. The maps show snowfall during all El Nino winters and during moderate to strong El Nino winters. And this one that shows the number of years with below average snowfall during the 13 moderate to strong El Nino winters. These maps, though, give a sense of what we might expect. They're more like historical guides, not crystal ball forecasts for the upcoming snow season. This El Nino, though, is predicted to be the most powerful the contiguous United States has seen in 8 years when it caused the warmest winter on record. While every El Nino winter is unique, it usually brings wetter and cooler conditions to the southern U.S. and drier, warmer weather up north. And that's exactly what's on the horizon for this winter. 10-second trivia. Which of these college degrees is considered the highest level of academic degree? Master's, associate, doctoral, or bachelor's? Just what the doctor ordered, the doctoral degree is the most advanced diploma symbolizing a person has mastered a specific area of study. This year, we've talked about the growing influence, potential, and emerging concerns of the impact of artificial intelligence across many industries. But what about education? It's a question many college campuses are dealing with. AI chatbots, programs that generate text, they've raised new questions for many educators who are focused on students not only getting the right answer, but also understanding the course material. A survey of college students earlier this year showed more than 51% believe using AI tools to complete assignments and exams is cheating. While plagiarism and cheating are not a new phenomenon in academia, these new tools have created a more complex environment. And administrations are struggling to set new ground rules. Should these tools be banned? Or is there a way that they could be used responsibly? The landscape is changing. There have been numerous cases of students being caught and punished for using AI. And there are also cases of students saying they've been falsely accused of using the technology inappropriately. The response by professors has been varied, with some ignoring the new technology, some banning it, and others are changing the way they format their exams. Some are switching back to written papers after many years of digital only. But how easy is it to spot AI content?
Why are you doing this?
We're still gonna know.
These college professors say students are increasingly cutting and pasting AI-generated text in their essays. And that is cheating. These professors say they're not falling for it. And there are often three extremely obvious giveaways. Number one, the essay is suspiciously perfect.
A ChatGPT-generated essay looks like it was written by a very competent 12th grader.
AI-generated text has no mistakes. It's like robotically bland text. Nobody would actually speak that way.
Another giveaway? The essay has no human voice.
The built-in voice of a model like ChatGPT is the voice of a 50-year-old compliance lawyer.
It seems to lack vibrancy. There's not a lot of authentic student voice or experience in there.
An AI-generated text feels like an essay that's written by an intelligent person who has never had a class with me.
And third, AI essays often cite false research.
Perhaps the biggest thing that a ChatGPT-generated essay can do is shake the instructor's own confidence in what they know about the source material.
It will just make things up. It will attribute ideas to people that could never have had those ideas.
It'll combine perfect grammar with something that's like obviously false.
It can't distinguish between fact and fiction. It can't distinguish between information and disinformation.
It will look like it's quoting and it will look like it's citing, but if those sources don't look familiar to you, there's a good chance this is written by AI.
All right, you ever wonder what's behind your feline friends' furry faces? Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is all about expressions of catitude. Scientists observed 53 cats interacting at a cat cafe in California over a 10-month span. The study found that domesticated cats have 276 different facial expressions. They determined that about 45% of those expressions were friendly, good kitty, while 37% were aggressive. The study demonstrates cat communication is more complex than previously assumed, and apparently cats are a mountain of emotions, and their feelings are kitten all over their faces. Look out, cats, because we have some bulldogs on the show now. Dunbar High School in Lexington, Kentucky, rise up. Shine bright on this Motivation Monday, y'all. You never know when, you never know how or for whom, but you are going to be the light that someone needs one day. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.